Just joining us, all 8 runs scored in the second inning, including big homers from William Contreras and then from Rhys Hoskins. Ball inside on the catcher, Pareda. The Brewers are in search of what would be a 5th consecutive win this week.
What?
Yeah. Heck of a week. Last lost on Sunday. 1-0 pitch is fouled out of play by the catcher, Pareda. 97 from Trevor McGill.
Could be 2 for the price of 1 today. The Brewers' other half is winning 4-0 against the Angels in Tempe.
So we've got a combined 12-0 in the split squad.
Heck yeah.
That was the game Tobias Myers left due to an oblique issue, though. Line drive to right field, but Manuel Margot has it sized up. Oh, he froze, and then it sailed over his head and landed off the warning track. Rolls to the fence, and Johnny Pareda goes into second base. He'll have a double. Not sure if Margot was going to catch it anyway. Kind of froze on the line drive that was hit at him. And McGill gives up a 1-out double. It brings up the center fielder, Drew Avens. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Jeff Levering, I'm Josh Maurer. Kent Sommerfeld alongside as our producer-engineer. 8-0 Brewers shutting out the Athletics. And the pitch on Drew Avens is low from Trevor McGill. Runner at second, Pareda with 1 out in the visitors' 7th inning. Temperatures have gotten up into the mid-60s and the sun shining overhead in Maryvale. Avens fouls back 97 out of play, 1-1. 3 straight days there'll be a game here. We had a huge crowd yesterday, not quite as big, but a good gathering this afternoon. And then tomorrow, to wrap up the busy weekend, you get the Brandon Woodruff and Jose Quintana game. 1-1 pitch. There's a curveball, but he missed. And it's 2-1 on the left-handed hitting Drew Avens, who's 0 for 2. It's going to be a fun day tomorrow. We've got the broadcast here on the radio side. Lane Grindle. And me. And Jeff's moving over to television. Avens swings and pops it up. Right side of the diamond. Ortiz, the second baseman, fighting the sun. Margot comes in from right, calls him off. And a good thing he did. Manuel makes the catch as his hat falls off. Ortiz, as I said, with the sun shining, those can be problematic balls. He caught it, though, did Manuel Margot to help him.
Margot reached up at the very last moment, and it was so close to his face, he actually knocked his hat off of his head to put his glove up in time. That was close.
Hey, no problem. No harm, no foul. Runner at second, Pareda 2 out, and now Daryl Hernandez takes a strike. First at bat for a man who played a lot last season as a rookie. Replaced Max Muncy a couple of innings ago. Hernandez, a right-handed batter. McGill's 0-1 pitch. Curveball, a knee buckler. Bends in for a strike. It's nothing in 2. On Daryl Hernandez, 48 games in his rookie season, hit .192. McGill trying to work around a 1-out double. The 0-2 pitch. Misses high. It's 1-2. If you're just joining us, we told you about the 8-run second inning for the Brewers that's provided all of the scoring in this game. But Bryce Terang was a late scratch with what has been deemed shoulder discomfort. And Tobias Myers starting in the other split squad game left due to injury. Curveball swung on and missed. Hernandez is down and McGill puts up a scoreless 7th inning. So I hope for good news when we get further reports on both Bryce Terang and Tobias Myers today. Time to stretch. It is an 8-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the seventh, 8-0 Brewers. And the new pitcher, Hogan Harris, coming in here for the Athletics. Joey Ortiz will get another at-bat. Fourth pitcher of the day for the A's is Hogan Harris, a left-hander. Ortiz has gone 1-for-2 with a double. Also been hit by a pitch. He takes ball one. New third baseman Logan Davidson. Alejo Lopez takes over at shortstop. And Carter Aldretti's at first base. 1-0 pitch is off the plate away with a fastball, 2-0 on Ortiz. The new catcher, Willie McIver. But the outfield remains the same for Oakland. Ruiz, Evans, and Alexander. 1-0 pitch. The 2-0 pitch misses high. It's 3-0 on Joey Ortiz from the new lefty, Hogan Harris. Coming. Missed a little bit upstairs. 93 miles an hour, a 4-pitch walk. Joey Ortiz is aboard for the third time in this game. He continues to swing it well. And Manuel Margot will bat for a fourth time. The seventh inning stretch has been sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island Resort and Casino is the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Plan your visit today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Anthony Siegler takes over at first base for Joey Ortiz. His afternoon comes to its end. A prolific one for Joey. And Margot takes a strike, so Anthony Siegler in there. Margot is 1-for-3, a double during that 8-run rally. Almost a couple of hours ago now, back in the second. Harris is 0-1. Margot takes another strike. Fastball 0-2. So after a 4-pitch walk, quickly a couple of strikes on Manuel Margot. Eight nothing game, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. In the other end of the split squad, Jeff told you that the Brewers have a lead against the Angels. It's 4-0 in the seventh inning. Tobias Myers did record five outs before leaving with that oblique issue. Harris 1-2. Breaking ball chopped slowly towards third base. Played by Davidson to second one. Relay Hernandez got him at first. A double play. Around the horn they turn it. 5-4-3. That's three ground ball double plays turned by the A's. And it's going to be Jorge Alfaro. Hey, baseball fans, don't forget, George Webb predicts the Crew will win 12 games in a row this season, and when they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. Alfaro swings over top a curveball. Slow one there from Hogan Harris. Nothing in one that counts. Isaac Collins is 3-for-3 with a couple of RBI in that game against the Angels. Cross town. 4-0, that game is in the seventh. We're playing the bottom of the seventh here, 8-0. Brewers swing and a miss by Alfaro. Good fastball there from Hogan Harris. It's 0-2. Told you about tomorrow. That's going to be a Cleveland Guardians visit for the regular Cactus League game. 3:10 Central Time for the first pitch, and it'll be Brandon Woodruff on the mound. Boy, you can't wait to see Big Woo get into an actual ball game. 0-2 pitch. Alfaro swings and chops one to short. Alejo Lopez, the new man there, fields it, guns it. Alfaro was hustling, but he's out by a step. The inning is over. And then after Brandon Woodruff, Jose Quintana makes his club debut. And then we get the spring breakout game. It's all happening here this weekend. We go to the eighth. It's 8-0 Milwaukee over the Athletics on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Introducing the newest carbless flavor,
Mango Vodka. Flavored with the essence of the ripest, freshest mangoes, Carbless Mango Vodka will transport your taste buds to a sunny beach getaway. New flavor, still the same carbless crafted cocktails with zero carbs, zero sugars, and only 100 calories. Enjoy a refreshing vodka cocktail without the guilt. Four packs of the new Carbless Mango Vodka cocktail are available in stores near you. Find your bliss today at drinkcarbless.com and escape with every sip.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Jared Koenig's turn for the eighth inning. It is 8-0 the crew. And Jeff Levering is here to take us home.
Thank you so much. We got hopefully 9 more outs defensively. As a swing and a miss from Jared Koenig from Este Uri Ruiz, and it's 0-1. 8 runs on 12 hits for the Brewers. Jared Koenig working again for Milwaukee in a spring training game, and a swing and a miss again by Ruiz. Koenig last appeared against the White Sox a couple of days ago, an inning of work with a strikeout. He started the game. The 0-2 is high. 1-2. Anthony Siegler stays in the game at second base. Reese Walling takes over in right field for the Brewers. We got faked out with a catcher going into the top half of the eighth. Check swing. He went. That's strike three. Koenig strikes out Ruiz. He's 0-3 with a couple of Ks. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for the Brewers pitching staff. And back to the top of the order. This is Logan Davis, who's hitting in Jacob Wilson's spot. Davidson. Did I say Davis? Davidson. I shortened him a couple of letters. Bounced foul, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, we don't worry about that.
We don't worry about nothing.
No, sir.
No, miss our guy, Yuki. We don't worry about nothing. Here's the 0-1. Fouled away off the right side. It ends up near the Brewers' bullpen and in the bullpen, just past the cart. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. 0-2 on Logan Davidson. Koenig's pitch in tight and in and out of the glove of Alfaro, who's still in there and doing the catching. I bet you Eric Martinez catches the ninth. Just a small, gentlemanly wager. He was ready to catch the eighth inning. Alfaro said, nope, I got it.
I'll take the bet.
Okay, what's on the line?
Jorge's going the whole way.
Okay. 1-2, blistered back towards the middle, but right there is Siegler behind the bag to catch it and throw to first in time to get the out. Two up and two down for Alejo Lopez. What's on the line? You want to play for this tape dispenser?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Cough drop? A hotel pen?
No, I want some Cedar Crest ice cream.
Ah, okay.
We were talking about that earlier. I think a carton is on the line.
Okay. Oh, I like it. Bet.
Strawberry shortcake.
Ooh. Bold. I like it, though. All the flavors are good from Cedar Crest. Fly ball to right. Sends Walling back a few steps. He'll make the catch. And the inning ends. Another zero for Jared Koenig as he goes three up and three down through the Athletics in the top of the eighth. Bottom half coming up. 8-0 Brew Crew on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
Press, wash, chill, repeat.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Brewers up 8-0, and Caleb Durbin leads it off for Milwaukee. Noah Murdock is the new pitcher for the Athletics. First pitch strike on Durbin. Pratt is due next. And then back to the top of the order. Garrett Spain is in Freelich's spot. The 0-1 wide at 95. One ball, one strike. We're just talking about Cedar Crest ice cream, and that makes me think about Usinger's Brats, Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads, and that Cedar Crest. The Wisconsin Triumphant. That one's a strike, and it's a one ball and two strike count. The trio of all trios. Usinger's Cedar Crest and Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads. The 1-2 down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Is the strawberry cheesecake your favorite flavor?
Yeah, very much so. And we've gotten to sample just about all of them in our time.
Mm-hmm. Swing and a miss by Durbin. And that's out number one. A strikeout by Murdock. And Cooper Pratt's coming up. The campfire is a good flavor that they've come out with recently. It tastes like s'mores. Anything with peanut butter in it, I'm sold.
I'm right there with you. They also have a key lime pie flavor.
Amazing. And that's part of their select batch. Pratt takes inside. One ball and no strikes.
You're right. You just can't go wrong.
No.
So no. I am hoping, and you are hoping, that this bet goes in our favor. We'll see if Jorge Alfaro goes out to catch the ninth inning or not.
I think we all win. In this whole situation, we all win. That's low on Pratt. Two balls, no strikes. There is no real loser in this bet.
No.
Friendly wager. Pratt waits on a 2-0 and takes it wide. Three balls and no strikes. Pratt's 2-for-3. Drove in a run in the second. Singled in the sixth. Hits again in the eighth inning. 3-0. Wide. He's on for a third time. So a strikeout and now a walk. Puts a man on ahead of Garrett Spain, who's hitting for the first time. Sunny day like today sounds like time for a summer shandy. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor the moment. Never a bad time to have a summer shandy, but for some reason in the summer, when it's warm, especially, it tastes good. That one fouled away on the first base side by Spain. It's 0-1. Back again tomorrow, double media day. Brandon Woodruff against Ben Lively, 3:10 first pitch, 3 o'clock for the pregame show on the radio side with Lane and Josh. We'll have you covered on the TV side too, FanDuel Sportsnet. Myself and Rock and Tim Dillard, a three-man booth, and Sophia Minert down on the sideline. And then right after that, the prospect game, prospect breakout game. Broken back ground ball to first. First baseman's going to go to second and get the out there. It's a risky move by the first baseman, Carter Aldretti, but he threw a dart to second to get the out. Lead runner retired. Not an easy play for a right-handed throwing first baseman. Make the play, reverse pivot. Good play. Two away for Yadier Arenamo. Struck out his first time up, and he hits one foul right side. Caroms off one of the posts just off to the right above section 105 at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Youngster comes away with a souvenir the way it should be in spring training and in any big league ballpark as Arenamo lines one to short. It's caught by Lopez, and the inning ends. No runs, no hits. One man left. We go to the ninth in Phoenix. It's 8-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University, Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Hi friends, are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobuson Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobuson Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me make a difference in your community. Visit Cobuson.com for more information and to find a Cobuson terminal near you.
Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
A quart of strawberry cheesecake Cedar Crest ice cream is on its way to Josh Maurer when
yeah,
we return
is.
Home. Jorge Alfaro stays in the ballgame to catch. But like I said before, everybody wins anyway when it comes to Cedar Crest. There are no losers. Durbin and Pratt staying in the game. They're playing the whole way. Grant Wolfram takes over on the mound for the Brewers. He'll face Miguel Andujar, who has DH'd the entire game. He's 2-for-3, has 2 of the 6 hits for the A's. And there's a strike. And I would just like to point out that I have got through this entire game without calling them Oakland.
I'm proud of you.
Athletics and A's, that's all it's been. It has been a conscious effort. That is outside from Wolfram. 1-1
You've had to do it a lot more than I, but I messed it up the very first time I said it reading the starting lineups. I think you might have noticed.
No, you
tried to cover it.
No, you did. You covered it beautifully. Formerly the Oakland Athletics. Swing and a miss. 1-2.
And that is a mandate.
Yes. No references of Oakland other than talking about them previously playing in Oakland. The former Oakland Athletics. They are the A's and the Athletics. The 1-2 up high from Wolfram at 95. Their sponsorship patch for their uniforms during the regular season is from the Las Vegas Tourist Bureau. So they'll be wearing Las Vegas patches whilst playing in Sacramento. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. It gets back to the backstop. Alfaro picks it up, takes his time, throws to first, and it's not in time. He was really quite lackadaisical in getting that baseball and then throwing it to first base. There was no sense of urgency for Alfaro. Picked it up, stood straight up, patted the baseball in his glove once, and then threw. So it's a strikeout and a wild pitch to allow the runner to go to first. Ball ricocheted pretty far back to the plate area, too. C.J. Alexander's gone the whole way and takes outside. 1-0. Well, it's 8-0. Every run scored for the Brewers in the second. 2-run double by Alfaro. RBI single by Pratt. 3-run homer by Contreras. 2-run homer by Hoskins. That one gets back to the backstop. And over to second base on another wild pitch will be Andujar. A couple of freebies from Wolfram by Alfaro. Runner in scoring position. On C.J. Alexander, it's a 2-0. Wolfram's pitch is a ball slightly low. 3-0, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. The pitch is a ball again, just off the inside corner, and Alexander will draw the walk. So strikeout and a wild pitch, and now the walk puts runners at first and second for Willie MacGyver. And it's not like MacGyver the TV show either. M-A-C-I-V-E-R. The pitch is a strike. 0-1.
Grant Wolfram here is trying to keep the combined shutout for the day alive here for the Brewers.
Come on, Grant.
Still 4-0 against the Angels.
That's a ball down and in. 1-1. If you had a challenge, you may want to use it on that pitch, but no challenges in American Family Fields of Phoenix. They're in the 8th inning out in Tempe. 1-1 is a strike. 1-2. Just did clip the top of the strike zone on MacGyver. Hey, I need a Q-tip, a roll of duct tape, a clothespin, and the end of a AA battery. And I'll get us out of here.
I mean, he did it better than anybody.
1-2 pitch. In tight on MacGyver. 2-2.
I'm sure as it does for me, it makes you think of the SNL parody MacGruber.
It does. especially when you look to your left and see Andrew Grumman, who we call Gruber. Ground ball foul. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. It always does. The Will Forte character is so good.
It is.
McGruber, we don't have time for that. Let me tell you more about my life story. It's a classic. I'm surprised they didn't bring that back for the SNL 50 show. Quick vignette. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. MacGyver couldn't wiggle his way out of that jam. One away in the ninth.
Well played.
I mean, it was there on a tee. Carter Aldretti, first baseman at the plate, hitting in the catcher's spot. Wolfram's pitch is outside for a ball. Excited to see Brandon Woodruff and Jose Quintana tomorrow. Again, we've got the spring breakout game tomorrow, too. All the Brewers prospects playing in the second game of that pseudo doubleheader. Pitch is popped up, foul, and into the seats behind the Brewers dugout. Takes one bounce and caroms into a couple of empty seats, and Bryce Harper made the catch on the ricochet. Oh, that's just a jersey.
He got lost somewhere leaving Florida.
He is way off base from Clearwater. 1-1, inside and low, two balls and one strike.
I was talking about this earlier, Jeff, and again, spring training results are taken with a bit of a grain of salt, but this week the Brewers' offense has scored at least 7 runs every game. They got all 8 runs, as you said, in one inning today in this one.
Brewers' bats have been hot. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball into right field. Reese Walling is camped under it, makes the catch, tagging and going to third on the play will be Andujar. Two away, runners around the corners, and one out away from pitching a shutout, which does not happen very often in spring training games.
And it's the big bats, too, that are swinging it really well. Guys like Hoskins and Contreras, who homered today. Yelich hit a grand slam yesterday. Joey Ortiz has pulverized some balls this weekend.
Hoskins hitting his 6th home run of the spring. At the worst, he's tied with Trace Thompson of the Red Sox, unless Trace has hit a couple of homers in the last couple days. Avins gone the whole way, hits a ground ball to short. Nice, convenient hop for Pratt. Throws to first, and the shutout is complete. Ball game is over. The Brewers take down the Athletics by a final score of 8-0 in Phoenix. We'll have the final totals for you in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
App or wherever you get your podcast.
Thank you.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association. Well, Josh, the Brewers shut out the Athletics today, and I owe you a quart of Cedar Crest ice cream.
I cannot wait to receive said quart. Brewers get 8 in the second inning. That was it today, and it was more than enough for Freddie Peralta and company. 8-12-0 for the Crew, 0-6-0 for the Athletics. Peralta, 5 1/3, scoreless. The longest outing of the spring thus far for a Brewers hurler. He improves to 1-1. Mitch Spence gave up 7 of the 8 runs charged to the Athletics pitching staff. He falls to 0-1. Time of the game, a brisk 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 5,008 on a sunny Saturday from the Valley. Brewers have won 5 in a row. It might be about to be 6. They lead in the other split squad game today. It's 4-0 against the Angels on the road in the bottom of the 8th. Meanwhile, we'll come back to get you ready for a big Sunday at American Family Fields of Phoenix tomorrow. Jeff has that preview for you when we come back. Again, the final 8-0 on the Brewers Radio Network.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 15th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We will wrap things up from American Family Fields of Phoenix, where the Brewers shut out the Athletics by a final score of 8-0 on this beautiful Saturday in Phoenix. Josh, this is our last broadcast together. Hopefully we get an opportunity to do it again, maybe in the regular season, maybe in the spring. I don't know. This is our last one scheduled.
I mean it, and not just because I want an ice cream bet with you, but it's always a pleasure. I do. I love working with you, Jeff.
It is always a pleasure. Wish we had an opportunity to do it more. We can just relish in these moments, and especially if the team keeps winning when we work together. Come on now. Our next broadcast coming your way tomorrow to be on the radio and on TV. But on the radio side, we'll have the on-deck show Built by Menards at 3 o'clock. Game time at 3:10. Brewers and Cleveland Guardians. Ben Lively starts for Cleveland. Brandon Woodruff will make his first start in a game that actually means something. Even though it's spring training, it means something for the first time since September of 2023. That is a big deal for tomorrow and Brandon Woodruff. So, for Kent Sommerfeld, our producer and engineer, for Josh Maurer, I'm Jeff Levering saying adios from Phoenix, where again your final score was the Brewers 8 and the Athletics 0. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
We bring the
boards and their C-suite officers to be able to focus on what are the challenges and the opportunities under the new administration, because there are challenges and there are opportunities. The reality is it changes almost every day. And that basically means whether it's supply chain costs, whether it has to do with employee turnover, whether it has to do with how do they present themselves to their customers, where are they? All of these things are up in the air, and businesses do not like that. So that's not business friendly whatsoever. Americans want government to be out of their lives, and I'm going to be clear about this. We want clean water. We want clean air. We want to be safe from international terrorism. We want our borders to be secure. What we don't want is for our food costs to go up by way more than 10%. And I'm being conservative in that estimate, by the way.
And we also don't want all of the people who check our food to make sure it's safe get fired. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, you think. Yeah, true. So, you know, back to the situation that was mentioned relative to Ukraine, I find it just astounding. Okay, we're cutting off all intel to the Ukrainians. So now they are basically blind because we had a partnership that they could count on us for so many years during the when Russia invaded them to start. And now it is literally they're on their own. The Europeans are trying desperately to be able to fill in the gap. At the same time, they don't have the intelligence network that we do, meaning the United States military. And it's just extremely sad. It's going to not go well over there, is the best way to put it.
Well, and essentially, by us ending this sharing of intelligence, we're leaving Ukraine wide open for Putin and Russia, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely right. And then moving further as they see fit.
They will move the borders over. They will pause and consolidate. They will purge the local people. And then they will keep on putting pressure to continue to move toward the West. Same thing. I mean, they have a history of doing this, and they will continue to do this.
It's almost, it's like we didn't learn our lesson the first time.
Any other time. Yeah. I was the first general officer to go into Russia after they invaded Georgia way back in 2000, I think it was 9. And the reason I was permitted to go by the president at the time was because we had a treaty with Russia to be able to inspect their nuclear weapons and for them to inspect ours and to be able to fly over their country in a U.S. aircraft to be able to take pictures. And the same thing, we would host them to come over and to verify by flying a Russian aircraft over our facilities. In other words, we both watched each other and we verified sitting in the same aircraft and being on the ground. I was outside of Moscow in a Russian missile base. And I'm telling you, those days were we trust but verify.
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. now we're trusting without verifying crap. And that's going to not end well for the United States in any part of the military confrontation.
If you're just joining us, retired Major General Randy Manner is our guest, and we're talking about the situation with Ukraine. Now the U.S. has pulled all of its intelligence sharing, and this does not bode well for the Ukrainian people. It also, Randy, just does not bode well for us, as we're no longer a reliable ally.
No.
Right?
No, we are, quite frankly, not only are we unreliable, we are, quite frankly, the enemy. We are the enemy of the Canadians. The anger and frustration from our neighbors to the north is sadly well-deserved. It's just appalling what we are doing to our friends, all because we have a schoolyard bully running our country. If the president was in a local school and he was 10 years old, his parents would be called every single day with the activities that he would be doing. It would not be tolerated. And I appeal to all the parents that are out there. Would you allow your child to act like this? The answer is no, you would not. And you would not tolerate another a child bullying your own in that same fashion. This is inexcusable behavior, not commensurate with that which we expect of our senior elected leaders to hold, or any elected leaders for that matter.
I completely agree with you, Randy, 100%. I just feel like now is the day where I see so many videos of children and adults celebrating their own terrible behavior. So I feel like they're almost it's a reflection of who's in charge of this thing of saying, well, we do whatever we want because we're American. You don't like it. You can just get out. That's their whole thing. Just get out. And that's where we live now. And that's the unfortunate thing. And I don't disagree with you, Randy. I do think your 3-year-old grandkid could run it better.
I think folks are missing as well, Randy, the economic impacts that things like this, maybe you're not seeing it today, but we're going to see it. And if the United States, which Donald Trump, I believe, still wants to withdraw from NATO, one of the reasons America has had so many decades of prosperity is largely due to NATO policing the rest of the world and all of us so that supply chains can run and we can make trade agreements and all of those things, right?
Right. As I mentioned to you before, because of these tariffs and the uncertainty of the tariffs on again, off again, this is not only causing direct harm to American businesses, it's ending relationships, business relationships with other countries who say, I can't count on the US. I've got to find a secondary supply chain to take care of my manufacturing. And once they find those supply chains, they're not coming back.
Right.
And because you want a reliable partner. Just think about it in your local community. If someone's providing you with produce or with food to your store or with parts, you want to know that it's not going to be, oh, we're charging you 25% more today. Oh, actually, we don't have any for you because we don't like you. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere else and I'm going to find this.
That's... They're eventually going to stop trusting us, and they're eventually going to just we're going to be dried up, and we can't provide for each other. We need to have those import export relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and we had talked to we have the head of the Wisconsin Farmers Union on once a month now, and the last time we did this trade war and these tariffs under the first Trump administration, the soybean market was permanently altered because of that. Mm-hmm. Because countries that used to import our soybeans decided, as you said, we can't trust you, we can't rely on you, we're going to go to Brazil.
Exactly. I think when this is all very evidenced, by the way, very sad that the Republican National Committee put out the word to all of its national leaders to say, stop doing in-person town halls mm-hmm. because of those nasty Democrats are breaking them up. Well, let me just be clear about this. The people have the right to speak respectfully and according to the rules. The Republicans are basically saying, screw you guys. We don't want to hear from anybody.
We're going to continue our conversation with Randy Manner, retired Major General for the United States Army. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Matt and Air on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday mornings from 10 till noon. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up the Civic Media Spotlight for this week, we'll hear a segment from Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. This week, the Schwabinator welcomed on Jeff Blankenship, a film director. They talk about reality shows and his recent short film, The Last Rung on the Ladder, as well as where to see it.
Welcome back. We are doing the Madison thing tonight, folks. It's great to be in Madison tonight. I know we have a lot of great listeners here. Sherry from Horicon says, love Todd Michaels. Who doesn't, Sherry? You won't want to miss that. Todd is so much fun to talk to about paranormal stuff. It's just great. And we'll let you know what night that is. Chris Casper also says, saw her in Mineral Point and she was amazing. Conrad, help.
The girl from 27 Dresses?
Katherine Heigl? Is that who Chris was talking about?
I'll have to look it up. I'll have to go to the Google.
He saw her in Mineral Point. She could have been there on a shopping spree. You know, those stores in L.A. with all their variety, that gets old.
Yeah.
Mineral Point. They'll send you cab fare to shop there, right? Mineral Point is a beautiful town. They've got that. Have you been there? That little opera house?
Yep.
We've
done film festivals there.
Yeah. I was in a movie years ago called Aquarians, and they had a showing there, and the filmmaker invited me to go there. And I was like, when I did stand up, I used to drive through Mineral Point from Madison, like to Iowa.
Yep.
And I was like, this is such a gorgeous town. And then when I was there for that film festival, that opera house is like the most charming, beautiful little building. So, love Mineral Point. That's awesome. Jeff Blankenship is my guest. We're talking about his film, The Last Rung on the Ladder, that he directed, produced by Kurt Krause, a mutual friend of ours and a guy who's been on the show several times. Jeff, I assume there's a mental health aspect to The Last Rung on the Ladder. I still have not seen it.
Oh, well, you have to see it.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
Where can I see it?
It'll be down here in Madison Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I hope that Max will show it again at the festival.
Mental health. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be in Green Bay this weekend.
Oh, right. At the Green Bay Film Festival. Yep. Yeah. That is a neat little film festival. I have not been there yet, but I've talked to the festival director and some people who've had films there, and it sounds like just a really great little festival.
So we'll be showing on Saturday.
Will you be there?
I will be there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yep. I think, do you like Q&As after films? They're fun, aren't they?
I love them.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm doing right now to you.
Right.
And you seem like you really love talking about your stuff, and that's so great.
I do.
Yeah.
And when people ask questions, that means they're paying attention, and it's touched them at some level, and they're really interested. I really enjoy that.
We've got some comments on the stream. Craig Anthony Knitt, who I assume you know.
I know Craig well.
It's a very tight-knit film community here in Wisconsin, and I love that you guys all know each other. I'm curious, which of Jeff's films is his favorite?
Well, this one, pretty much.
Okay.
There's so many parts of this film. All the films I've done, I really enjoyed. This one has a real special meaning, not only for the cause that Max is promoting, but the way the cast and crew came together, it was a flawless shoot. We shot in five cities, seven days, cast and crew. We had children on set. We had safety issues. Everything went off without a hitch.
Nice.
It was just an incredible experience. What we accomplished, overcame, and delivered. It was just an incredible experience.
That's so great. Jeremy Thompson, also known as JB, I call him the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
He says, nice work, Jeff. Great explanation. I agree.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, JB. And then Craig also says, also is last rung on the ladder playing in Green Bay.
It Saturday. Is.
He's leading you there. He knows. Yeah,
Craig knows me.
He wants you. He's helping you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Craig and I go way back. Actually, I met Kurt Krause through the Wildwood Festival.
Oh yeah.
That he, Craig and Jason used to run.
That's excellent.
And Craig is the cousin of a guy I went to high school with.
Wow. I know. I've met more people since I've been doing this show that have some connection to Craig Kinnitt.
Yeah.
Terry Barr, who works here at Civic Media, and all these people that he's like the most popular guy in the world, apparently.
He's out there. Yeah.
I was looking at your IMDb page, Jeff. You've done a ton of shorts. Like, you're a very prolific filmmaker.
Yeah.
Have you done a feature?
No. We are talking about possibly doing this as a feature.
Okay.
We're investigating if those rights are attainable.
Seems like it's perfect for that.
It would
right?
be awesome. I mean,
so let me ask you this. As a filmmaker, why do you always go for, have you had a desire to do a feature, or is it just easier to shoot shorts?
Both.
Okay.
The scaling up from a short to a feature is significant.
Sure.
It's not linear. So if Last Ride on the Ladder is 25 minutes, making it 50 minutes or 65 minutes is not twice the effort. It's probably 10 times the effort.
How about that? Wow.
The budget alone, every day, every shooting day, you're feeding people, the expenses become challenging. And then how many shooting days can you fit if people are working other jobs? And
yeah,
it becomes a challenge.
Have you ever had that where people just go, I can't, I have to work? Well, I would imagine that would be tough for people that, you know,
with this film, it was flawless.
Yeah.
We had shooting days in the middle of the week and we never had anybody drop. It was perfect, but that is a challenging. Yes.
Will you, let's say it plays at this festival again, or if it doesn't, will you put it on YouTube or Vimeo? Will you guys find a way for people to see it?
We have some restrictions about how it can be used.
Because it's Stephen King.
Right.
That's maybe the downside is trying to get it seen.
Correct. Okay. So it's kind of funny. You want it seen. They want it seen. So primarily festival. I don't know ultimately what the rule becomes.
Okay.
The program has been ended, so some of those restrictions might be lifted. Not sure.
Great stuff. Hey, real quick, when is the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival this year?
I believe it's either the first or second weekend in May. And I didn't have that in front of me, but it's in the beginning of May.
At Flicks Brewhouse here in Madison. Yep. Check it out. It focuses on mental health. It's just a great, I just love it. It's the only thing I've ever heard of like that. So,
and every film that's shown is an inspiration to the cause. It's really strong.
Outstanding. Yeah. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank
good
you.
Luck with the film. And good luck at the festival. That's so, film festivals are great. Thank you also to Frank Roach. And help me counter Tim Sowers, our friend Tim Sowers. Yep. Thank you for all your texts. How could I forget Tim? We'll be back tomorrow night in shortened form. Have a great night. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, this is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe storm striking the south, at least 28 dead across Missouri, Texas, and Arkansas, where Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders surveyed the damage.
It's one thing to see pictures and videos. It's a whole other world when you see it up close and personal. And, you know, it's hard to look at this level of devastation and not be heartbroken.
Meanwhile, a state of emergency declared in 12 Oklahoma counties after wildfires caused major destruction Friday. About 170,000 acres across the state were engulfed in fast-moving fires. Officials confirming to ABC News that the U.S. military struck dozens of Houthi targets in Yemen, killing at least nine, according to the country's Ministry of Health. The federal judge, one of them saying that he's considering issuing a wide-ranging order that would prevent the Trump administration from deporting non-citizens under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, that act not used since World War II when it was used to detain Japanese Americans. This is ABC News. Talk that the last